Our next guest is, I would say, risen in popularity, but since starting her own show,
yes.
She's followed by people like Laura Logan that love her work, people that every range of the political spectrum, and she bashes on everything that she sees that's wrong with
no fear,
fearlessness mm-hmm. on a daily basis. She's former Fox News producer, Newsmax, Major League Baseball, kind of been there and done that. This gives us an opportunity to be able to look at the news cycle through the eyes of a professional producer, and her show is blowing up. Just came out of Washington in the Rumble Studios with Jim Jordan, Jeff Clark, tearing it up. The one, the only, Brown Umbrella.
Yay! It's good to be back. My two favorite people. Hello, David and Stacey.
Oh, I'm just happy you still talk to us.
I know. You are rocking and rolling.
You're like literally rubbing elbows with it's got to be interesting too, because you call out the craziness in the Republican Party as much as you do with anything else, and you still kind of sit down toe to toe, eyeball to eyeball with them, and step into the gladiator pit and then walk out like, are you not entertained? You know?
Yeah, that's what I said. Somebody was like, you need to go hard on Jim Jordan, Chairman Jim Jordan. And I'm like, no. I mean, honestly, I don't have to go hard on him. I can ask him honest questions. I'm not going to grill him. I'm not going to be mean to him because, well, it takes some cojones to sit down with me and have a discussion because I'm so vocal about how House Republicans have been a massive disappointment. And I hit him with the hard questions. I asked him about Mike Johnson and if he's disappointed in him. And I, you know, got an answer from that. I grilled him a bit about his treatment of FBI whistleblowers. There hasn't really been much since their testimonies. And he was, you know, I asked him repeatedly about it because I didn't get a direct answer the first time. And I mean, he didn't get upset. He answered the questions. And so, you know, it takes guts to sit down with people who might grill you a bit, especially these days. So I'm thankful he did.
It's true. So if you're listening today and you missed that interview, you can go to BriannaMurillo.com, BriannaMurillo.com, and it'll take you to her Rumble channel, the Brianna Murillo Show. You can find the interviews there. You got some ones that are going to be coming out tonight or tomorrow that is going to be hot. So we want to make sure that we touch on those as well. All right, let's go to your Twitter.
That's kind of our formula. We go through your Twitter feed and just kind of like, okay, that was cool, but I'll give you a chance to expand on it. Like when you watch a movie, then you get the DVD extra features. People don't probably watch DVDs anymore, but you know, the bonus features.
The oldies like us would. Yeah. So let's go to, you actually were talking about the boycotting of the WNBA until they pay their players more. The rest of America, you said, you're late. The rest of America got a head start. Tell us about this.
So you're already boycotting the WNBA already before the boycott was called?
We've all been so, honestly. It's awful watching WNBA. I don't know why people sit here and pretend like it's a legitimate sport. I mean, listen, okay, I get it. As a female, I should support female sports, blah, 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 blah. It's just not as entertaining, and that's the reality behind it. And so, you know, I joke all the time, but I'm always saying, you know, if you want to shake up the WNBA and make it watchable, we probably should put biological men dressed as women in the league. And so I'm assuming at some point we're going to get there. It kind of looks like we are, but we're not.
Yeah, it's inevitably heading that direction for sure. You know, and when you look at it, you know, Caitlin Clark obviously brought a lot of attention to women's basketball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a lot of people talking about how interesting, you know, the NCAA tournament was, because there was a lot of passing. You know, they're playing, you know, defense. Like the product was actually pretty, pretty compelling. There wasn't just the dunks, but the NBA has gotten to a place where when you see, you know, 6'11" people jump, you know, 4 inches off the ground and dunk every play, it's not that like dazzling. You know, the halftime breaks where you got people jumping and doing flips off the trampoline are a little more interesting than the NBA, you know, as well. So both products have become less interesting, but even like avid sports fan, I have an older brother. He was one of the first season ticket holders for the Orlando Magic when they opened up, and he was on a national championship basketball team when he was in college, and like, he loved sports. He gave up his season tickets when they went to all the kneeling and all this kind of stuff. And
all the wokeness.
He used to base his whole schedule around, you know, Orlando Magic games and what they were doing. But he said he took his daughters to the WNBA version there. And he goes, it's not even just the product. I just love sports. He goes, I can turn on TV and watch, you know, cricket. You know, I just love competition. But he goes, the environment at the WNBA, he said literally his high school daughters with him, and within two rows in both directions, there were women literally making out, not just have their arms around, literally like French kissing, making out at the thing. He goes, the whole thing was like this, like I was at a weird kind of club thing. He goes, the vibe of the place was just so like morally bankrupt feeling, just the celebration of everything, drunkenness. It was just a bad place to be.
Wow.
You know, period. So, yeah. So I think it's a brand issue, not even like women as entertaining as men on it, because the college tournament, it was kind of an entertaining brand because they actually played basketball, mm-hmm. you know, and it wasn't just one-on-one matchups, you know, like the NBA, you know, gives you, you know, the NBA, I would joke for years, they could give both teams 100 points, have them play for 2 minutes and you kind of get the same result. But it's a marketing brand issue. And I don't know how well Caitlin Clark's going to be embraced because she's not an outspoken lesbian.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see soon. I mean, it's kind of crazy the fact that they're trying to guilt us all into this whole, they're not being paid, you know, as much as men are, and nobody's understanding the math of it. The people who are screaming the loudest about this are those who aren't willing to purchase season tickets. And mm-hmm. So if you want to support them, the best way to do so is buy season tickets. And even if, you know, you can't go, at least buy them, support them, pay for the tickets are cheap. I mean, let's be honest, they're very, very cheap. The WNBA is not profitable. We know this because, well, they continue to tell us this. So I don't understand, if you understand basic math, how you can't catch on to this isn't a profitable league. They're not mm-hmm. making money here. Yeah, she's making $85,000, but that's because, well, she's the best, obviously, for, you know, first draft. But that's it. There's not much coming in. And if you're not bringing money in, then yeah, you can't do it. And also, you know, previously I also worked for ESPN Plus. And you would see the women's WNBA games on ESPN Plus, and we'd have to send our like D-list media team there because, again, nobody watched on ESPN Plus. And so the reality is no one's watching this, so you can't demand more money when you're not bringing in an audience.
Such a great point.
Well, you know, you don't make $1 million a year playing cornhole either.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, but there's nobody, you know, making a big fuss about it. But, you know, they actually do have sponsors now. You saw on the TV that they were in a sports bar kind of place, and like they had cornhole on. Is like, if you're in a sport and your main sponsor is a bratwurst, like, you know, brought to you by Johnsonville, you know, it's like,
I don't know that
when you're playing a sport that typically is played while somebody has a beer in one hand
and a piece of pizza in the other.
Yeah. I don't know that, you know, it's good, but it's still entertaining.
Kind of sport.
There you go. Exactly.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Okay. So talking about, you know, obviously the WNBA, not so popular for people. You want to talk about somebody else that's not so popular? Let's talk about Joe Biden. So there's a tweet that came out. Why is Joe Biden wearing sunglasses indoors? And you said, I've never seen a U.S. president walk into a room and nobody care. We have to play this video. This is crazy.
So the only
that
people
is crazy.
The only people really
not
around
a single
him or
person
care,
cared.
No.
The customers didn't care for sure. There's some funny pictures down below of just shots of him at places like that that your Twitter followers put on there. It's like there's one where he's walking by a guy eating a cheeseburger and the guy's just eating his thing and he doesn't even stop eating. You know, he doesn't even doesn't even stop eating the cheeseburger. He's like, and just kind of keeps eating his cheeseburger like.
Nobody cares. Not a compelling character.
That's so embarrassing. I mean, imagine being the president of the United States and no one caring that you're at a gas station. I mean, and he's so robotic and just so not likable, where he shuffles into the back. And literally all of them are just like, oh man, this is the worst part of my job. I mean, they just don't want to deal with him.
No,
they literally work at a gas station. This should be the highlight of your day.
Yes. Well, for most people, that would be the highlight of maybe even their life or
the
year. Oh my gosh, I met the president of the United States.
And he's so frail shuffling around. You know, just frail. Like you're afraid, like I shake his hand too hard, it would break. You know, he just kind of, and it's not even the age, because man, there's people that there's a clip my brother sent me the other day of these guys in their 90s. They were running sprints. It's like a 100-yard dash, and they're sprinting. And one, the guy that won it was like 92 or something like that. And they're like 88. There's a 96-year-old sprinting on a track, mm-hmm. like in track suits, and they're fast. I was like,
yeah.
So it's not the age. It just happens to be a decrepit, broken 80-year-old. Because there's a lot of people 80 years old that are still like climbing the Empire State Building on that day that are doing all kinds of things. It's
my dad's
not the 77. Age, it's just
he's still working out every morning. He's still looking good. He's still sharp as a tack. And so I laugh because it's like my dad's capable of running for president of the United States, not Joe
for
Biden.
Sure.
So that's why I think it's a joke that they say he's going to be in it for November. I'm like, oh, it doesn't look like it.
No, it doesn't. No, exactly. Well, talking about the election, you know, we're a couple hundred days from the election. Let's look at the other side of it then. Let's take you over to President Trump. So we love Trump chants in Harlem, New York. You said President Donald Trump just showed up to a bodega in Harlem and everyone loves him. If you weren't sold before, you have to be sold now. This man won in 2020. Check this video out.
What do you think about the journey so far for president?
We love Trump. We love Trump.
Ohio.
That is wild. You couldn't have two more extremes.
And that's in New York, which is pretty blue.
Well, here's a David, are you gonna?
No, I mean, like, this is supposed to be in the belly of the beast, you know, the worst place he could possibly be.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, and the backstory on all of this, and this is why it's so funny, because, well, the Manhattan District Attorney, who is putting him on trial in New York City right now for crimes that he's alleging that he really couldn't charge, and he was manipulating and doing legal gymnastics to get there, and previous prosecutors before him didn't want to file it because they didn't have a case. Well, now that's what he's on trial for right now in New York City, and he's got a biased judge, and he's got the biased DA and a biased jury, so they might get somewhere on that, but he's still like just laughing it off. And to troll the Manhattan District Attorney, he actually showed up at a bodega in New York City where the Manhattan District Attorney actually tried prosecuting a man who was working at that bodega who tried to defend himself when he was being attacked. And so Trump wanted to school him. And so he actually went there and just did that like scene, just show that people love him. And they don't really like the Manhattan DA. And so that's the difference between all of this.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's so funny. These kids are like staring at him like they're in love. And you got Joe Biden on the other hand. And all these kids are like, no thanks. We're not interested.
No,
he's a little creepy.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the best version of Trump when he's out amongst the people.
Oh, I've seen him too, like in McDonald's, and he's buying people things
and pizza places.
Was it Dairy Queen too?
Dairy
and he's
Queen.
Buying ice cream for the people in there. I mean, everybody's like, "Yeah, I love you, man."
You know, that's the best version of him. Like the debates, you know, these kind of things. You know, when he's like at a rally and he's talking, you know, to the people. You know, I don't know how, you know, a New York developer, billionaire, you know, that's ridden in a limo, you know, is like relates to the guy that pours concrete for a living, mm-hmm. you know, but somehow he like transcends that. So does Eric Trump. I'm not sure Don Jr. so much, but like Eric Trump has that same vibe when he's backstage to the Reawaken events and walking around like
everybody loves him.
He can talk guns and calibers and deer and you know all the like he's done
business.
Stuff. Yeah, don't talk business, jokes, funny. Like he relates to everybody really well. He kind of has that same vibe, and I mean, it's something you couldn't coach or teach, you know. But there's this engagement of like trust and likability. Mm-hmm. That's why he was you know. Such a celebrity before he ran for president, and why they would use him as a cameo in a movie to get more ratings. It was like he drew crowds.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to learn the lesson the hard way. I really don't see him not winning in November, honestly, unless there's massive amounts of fraud. That's the only way he's not going to win. I think most Americans find Joe Biden to be very unlikable. And well, this guy somehow is able to pull people in. Trump is able to pull people in and bring him in. I mean, it's literally children who you wouldn't expect who have a desire or interest in him are like looking to be front and center. I mean, these kids were screaming at Trump that they love him. And this is in Harlem. So it's interesting to see play out. I suspect that he might actually win New York this time around. I think he will, honestly. I think a lot of people are fed up in New York, especially in New York City. So we'll see.
Yeah, when you see even just the messaging of like the judge, like, no, you can't go to your son's graduation, you know, and I mean, talk about election interference when you can't be out campaigning because you got to be in the room on bogus charges. Mm-hmm. People look at that and it's like, I don't even like him. But oh, my gosh, this is third world type of.
It's intentional.
It's terrible.
Yep. All right. You ready to move on?
Yeah,
let's talk about Disney.
Something less joyful.
Yeah, New York Post. The third Disney Cruise crew member arrested on child porn charges this year. Oh, that's so bad. Disney has a problem and they're not willing to admit it. Time and time again, their employees are getting caught attempting to purchase children for rape or possession of child pornography. At this point, I wouldn't even take my dogs to a Disney theme park or cruise.
Happiest place on earth.
Not anymore.
If you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, so it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have a sheriff in Polk County who constantly catches Disney employees and sextings, and they're pretending that the sheriff's department is pretending to be children. And then these employees, I mean, it's like the bus drivers, it's people who work in the food courts. They magically show up to have sex with children, as they refer to it, but it's actually rape. And it's just so disgusting. And it happens all the time. If you just Google it, it will pop up. Sheriff Grady Judd is always calling it out, but they're not asking for help. And I've asked Sheriff Grady Judd's office, like, have they ever reached out? Because they've got to come up with a program to kind of weed a lot of these people out. And Disney doesn't reach out for help. And I think that's really the important part here. They have all of these people. And it's because, well, they bring in children. It's a child type of theme park. And so children are pulled into it. And then so you're going to get the worst of the worst. And I understand that it happens probably everywhere at this point. If you had Six Flags, I'm sure if they were doing bus outside the park, you probably would find pedophiles there too. But we have to figure out a way to get rid of them. And I don't think Disney is open to doing that. We also know that they were advocating here in Florida for us having books written by pedophiles in our public schools. And so I don't think they understand what's actually happening here, or they're just not going to accept it. They don't want to take any blame on it. So I understand you can't really help it. Sometimes, you know, you have people who come working for you and you can't really do background checks or look at their phones or anything like that. But there needs to be steps taken to make sure that you're not hiring these people. And Disney's not really willing to do so.
Well, it's not that they're not willing to do so. They've created a culture and environment that's very conducive and attractive to this demographic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very appealing.
Maps all the time.
Yeah. It's a very appealing. Like if you're had those tendencies, that was your mind, it would be a very easy place to work. You know, you would stand out at like, I don't know, working for my heating and air conditioning company, you know, but Disney, like, oh, well, hey, we're very inclusive. You fit in, you know, it's very open arms, you know, to that kind of a mindset.
Yeah. It's creepy. I don't understand why people still go there. Honestly, if you have children, I'd probably stay away from it because all you have to do, I mean, they had executives too. I mean, people who are in charge of like their music and stuff. And then you hear about all these Disney child stars coming out and saying what happened to them when they were growing up. And it's just, there's just so much there that you just have to keep your distance from the company in itself because they're not willing to fix any of the problems, it seems like.
Great point.
All right. Next thing, moving on. You made it to the top of the list of Citizen Free Press. Congratulations.
Yes! Woo!
And if people don't know about Citizen Free Press, you got to go to citizenfreepress.com. They curate all the news cycles, everything that's happening. I think Charlie Kirk said he references it like 40 times a day, personally. We see, like, how do these people always kind of know the hottest thing? This site is always putting what's the hottest, freshest, newest thing out there, and it's long before everyone else. And you're a regular appearance on there as well, and you made it to the top of the list. But you had an incredible story. Talk about Florida AG Ashley Moody, and she's kind of like grabbing a fish a little bit when you try to understand her mentally. But you had a big story on your show.
Yeah. So Ashley Moody's office met with journalist Steve Baker back in November, and they asked Steve Baker to come here to Florida so they could meet with him based on his reports regarding January 6th. After that meeting, her office did show interest. And by interest, I mean, they said that they were going to go after the Department of Justice for their constitutional violations against J6ers here in the state of Florida. Now, there's been many of these things taking place. Just to give you kind of a simple overview and all of it. They've done things like get a magistrate judge in Washington, D.C. to sign off on a search warrant here on a home in Florida, which is unheard of for misdemeanor offenses. Now, those are minor charges. They're charges regarding people entering restricted areas. And there's no reason to get a search warrant for their home unless you're looking to, of course, set these people up and stack the charges up against them.
Right.
And that's exactly what's been going on. So Ashley Moody's office showed interest. They actually told Steve to pipe down, don't say anything. We're going to catch him off guard. We're going to surprise them. And these were top people within her administration who spoke with Steve. And, you know, long story short, we waited 6 months and nothing happened. I've reached out to her office repeatedly. So has Steve. They've done nothing. So before we ran this story, they did finally pass the deadline, get back to me, and it was a nothing burger. It was just her saying, we don't agree with the Biden administration for their treatment of journalists on January 6th and prosecuting them. Again, that wasn't what we asked. But then she said she can't prosecute the Department of Justice, and that's not what we asked. She knows that's not what we were asking. We specifically, in the meetings that she had, were asking her just to launch an investigation to see if there was constitutional violations to these people's rights. And what that would ultimately do is it would help with their appeals process. It would also help with them filing lawsuits against the DOJ because they'd have a legitimate back or a politician, not even a politician, an attorney general going and saying, yes, you violated this, this, and this, and we have all the proof we've gathered it for you, them. She had interest in doing so before. She's since backed down. She also, in that same response, I did ask about it again, she's refused to come out, and I've asked repeatedly about the DOJ launching the federal red flag center, so where they could take away guns from Americans by just red flagging them. Yeah. She said that she disagrees with it, but she never said if she was going to do anything about it. She could sue, and she decided not to. I followed up asking, and they did not respond. So she's just somebody who likes getting on Fox, and she doesn't actually do much for the state of Florida. If it's fentanyl, she'll talk about that. If it's immigration, she'll talk about that. But when it's actual things like our Constitution being tested, she is a coward and she backs down.
Mm. Man, well, you tend to be very consistent on your defense of and representation. And I look at your followers and the people that are on there, like people who are in the know on these cases follow your reporting. So yep, it's incredible. Go to Brianna Morello on Rumble and you can check out that story. And you're always kind of at the front end of it and just punching.
Thank you. Yeah. We try to and a real quick add in there. Jeremy Brown is somebody who's sitting in jail right now because they executed a warrant on his home for misdemeanors. Yep. He was sentenced to time in prison because they said they found things that he says that they didn't find in his home, that they were probably placed there. And so that's what he's alleging. But long story short, he through his attorneys, sent a request for Ashley Moody to help him out because of what was happening. And the very next day when she got that letter, she forwarded it to the FBI. So she's not of help to any Floridian. No. Mm.
Jeremy Brown, number one, is a great American. Number two, I would not be surprised if there's an incredible documentary or movie made of this, because I think he's going to be standing on the good side of this story over a long enough timeline. And it's going to be a black eye on American justice for sure.
Absolutely. Right, yeah.
Let's talk about Speaker Johnson. You said he was incredibly wrong to vote with Dems. This is what Rand Paul said, against the Fourth Amendment when he killed the FISA warrant requirement, and wrong to give in to the Dems' spending demands. As I see it now, I'm not so sure there's a difference between him being in charge and Dems being in charge. Man, has this been a shock or what? Let's play this video real fast.
I want to also ask you about what you heard from the speaker regarding FISA. Can we trust government? Can we trust government to use FISA appropriately and legally?
Absolutely not. Americans shouldn't be spied on by their own government. The Fourth Amendment was put in by our founding fathers to protect us. FISA doesn't obey the Fourth Amendment. And so Speaker Johnson was incredibly wrong. He broke the tie. He voted with the Democrats. Here we have the leader of the Republicans in the House votes with the Democrats against a warrant requirement. We also have Speaker Johnson voting for the spending package, once again, with a majority of the Democrats. As I see it now, I'm not sure there's a difference between Mike Johnson being in charge and the Democrats being in charge. The debt, the deficit this year will be $1.5 to $2 trillion, and that's Mike Johnson's bill. He put it forward. He supported it with a minority of Republicans, with a majority of Democrats. This is not using the power of the purse. This is abdicating the power of the purse.
All right. Wow. Help this make this make sense for me.
Yeah, Rand Paul's spot on. So what Speaker Johnson did ultimately was he pushed FISA through and they don't need a warrant to spy on you. Now, they'll tell you this is all about foreign threats, but it's not. So let's say you hire someone to work on your home. That individual calls your phone, David, and you have a discussion with them on your phone. Now, if they're investigating the person you hired, they now can investigate you because you have that connection. And they don't care if you're an American, they could still do it. And they could do it because, well, you have now made connection with him through the phone calls. They don't need a warrant. And that's the part. I don't care about the foreigners. That to me, yeah, you don't need a warrant for them, but you need a warrant for people like you, people like me, who are just simply making phone calls. Mm-hmm. Someone called me today. He's like, hey, listen, just a heads up. I think they're spying on me through FISA. I'm like, well, now they're spying on me through FISA. That's just how it works. And Speaker Johnson sat there and previously he didn't support it, but then he had a change of heart and he says, oh, you know, I saw some things. I spoke with the agencies and I have since had a change in heart in all of this. BS. He is a liar. He has not had a change of heart. They are just shaking him down. He's clearly, like Marjorie Taylor Greene said, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, being blackmailed, because there's no reason why any logical human being who's been paying attention to what happened to President Trump through FISA would support it. He knows that the government, the same government agencies that created fake documents and pushed forward the Russia collusion lies, were the ones who also used FISA to spy on him and his mm-hmm. campaign. And so he knows better. It has not gotten better. I'll tell you, there's over 53 reforms to it. That's a lie. Those reforms don't matter. The only one that they'll tell you that actually works, and this is the interesting part, of course, I spoke about it on my show too, and I grilled a couple of congressmen about it. The new reform FISA will actually let congressmen and senators know if they're being spied on through FISA, but not you at home. You don't have a right to know, but members of Congress, they do. And that's the exemption that was added to these reforms.
It's kind of like vaccine mandates. It's kind of like a lot of things. Yeah. It's like, hey, they're really aggressive on passing laws for all these ignorant, stupid basket of deplorables in the country that they'll never know or interact with and have a separate set of regulations for themselves. And, you know, their parachute retirements and everything else that's involved. They're worthless.
And you had some more come out last night about Senator Johnson. Can you touch on that as well? Last night's show with Breitbart.
Yeah. So Breitbart's been doing an incredible job at digging into why Mike Johnson has kind of changed his tone. And last night we had the chief of their Washington bureau on, Matt Boiley. And so ultimately he's been mapping this out. So Mike Johnson's policy director, his name is Dan Ziegler. He was previously a lobbyist before stepping in to work for Johnson. Now he was only brought in after Johnson won the speakership. And if you're wondering who Ziegler is, like I mentioned, he's a former lobbyist for the firm Williams & Jensen. But that firm has ties to businesses that have been publicly made statements regarding Ukraine. And then also they do have some business operations that are tied to Ukraine. And so it's not just him, it's other people working for his team. And so Breitbart's been solely dripping out the information that they've been getting from their sources and leaking that to the world. And so last night's interview was something detailing just that. So I'd recommend everyone heading over to Rumble right now, or even Twitter. It's over on Twitter as well, and giving that a listen, because it's really worth your time.
That's so good. Again, you go to BriannaMarillo.com. You can find her on Rumble at the Brianna Marillo Show. You can also find her, obviously, on X, Brianna Marillo. But you can go to BriannaMarillo.com and it'll take you both of those places. So, Brianna, thank you so much for breaking this down for us. Thank you for always putting out the best content, always being ahead of everyone else. Your show is rocking it. And we just really appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, Flavor Family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order from my pillow and get the things that I needed. So, let's look inside. I got some MyPillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie. Hey, dog bed. All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and fluff it up for you. Come on, buddy. Nice and warm and fluffy. Perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Well, kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment, causing you pain in your neck every single night? You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hard wood floors hurting your old bones? No more with a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
It's one of our favorite segments in the medical world. And people, you guys probably do this when you have a friend at church and he is an expert, he's an attorney, and you're trying to get some free law advice. Yep. If you were doing a thing on an easement on your property, what's probably,
what
I feel this way with this segment. There's a medical practice that when you look at the world of medicine, people have felt it shifting. COVID accelerated it dramatically. But people have thought to themselves, like, what if I could go to a medical practice that had multiple doctors, multiple lines of thought, all under one roof, all sharing information together, that could attack things from a dietary standpoint, from a chiropractic standpoint, mm-hmm. from a neurological standpoint, you know, the MDs, everybody all working together to preemptively keep you healthy and functioning at the highest level versus what we've had in the past, which is simply just a pharmaceutical-based, you know, symptom-covering kind of practice. And people have seen the fruit from that, where they're just bandaging, oh, your shoulder hurts, here, take this. Doesn't hurt anymore, does it? But why was it hurting? You know, they don't cover those things. And so we get a chance each week to dive into the brain of somebody who truly gets people from good to great, Dr. Troy Sperl.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome!
Yay! Thank you. I love your introduction.
Well, it's an interesting time where this industry is shifting faster than any other than maybe the educational, you know, system, you know, where people are like, "Wow, that's so different than what I was ever a part of." People that are teachers or you know, it's such a the medical industry, I say, is number two as far as how people look at it, the approach, the way they kind of look at it. As a consultant, I'm getting information, but I'd better take some ownership of what they're telling me. And it's the level of trust that people had 3 years ago mm-hmm. is different than now. And they're looking at it. They're looking at the way they approach insurance. What does it pay for? And what is that a path I even want? And is that have anything to do with health? Like, it's all the decks being reshuffled.
Yeah, absolutely. People are, they've lost trust. They've lost faith in the healthcare system mm-hmm. and they're starting to take ownership of their health, which is a really good sign. That's actually what we want. We want you to be the director of your healthcare. We want you to be in charge of the board of directors for your healthcare. And so it's a good thing because people are educating themselves what works for them and starting to make some good decisions when it comes to actually getting healthier and taking care of the temple that they've been given.
Well, if you travel at all, whether within our country or you travel any other countries and you look around and you realize we're about 6% of the world's population. We consume 85% of the pharmaceutical drugs in the world. You know, we have the most expensive, most elaborate, mm-hmm. you know, medical facilities. And I don't know that people are healthier. They might be living longer, but they're still mm-hmm. limping in and out of the store. And, you know, you sit at the airport and just kind of watch people. It's like, I don't know that we're the healthiest nation in the world, but yeah. a disproportionate amount of the money is spent in this world, but it's not necessarily focused on having people be as strong and fit and vibrant and be able to snow ski with their grandkids, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a medical system.
Yeah, we spend the most in the world. Number two is Japan. We're almost double what they are. So we spend wow. the most in the world. We don't even crack the top 50 for most health categories. And in some categories, we're 75th in the world. So there are 74 countries that are ahead of us in health categories, but we're spending more yeah. than double than mm-hmm. most of these countries.
And we do the most of what we call like self-induced problems. It's like, yeah. it's like yeah. if you went to a town and you say, wow, this town spends 85% of the nation's budget on tires. And at the same time, they put nails in the streets every single day.
Right.
And you're like, wow, they have the most advanced tire shops. They sell the most tires. They do the most tires. And they're also, it's weird in this town. It's illegal in the town I live in to put nails in the streets. But in this town, every night they go and they sprinkle nails in the streets. And that's America. Mm-hmm. With the foods, the ingredients, the GMOs, you know.
The pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
I mean, what? How many countries can actually run ads on television for pharmaceuticals?
Just us in New Zealand.
Just a couple of countries. I mean,
it's illegal to do that.
Yeah. When I was a kid, you never saw commercials for that.
No, they're selling us on that. And that's a great analogy. I'm going to use that nail and tire analogy.
That's how it feels.
It's the best in analogies.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's a good one. Because I used to say up here in Minnesota in the wintertime, avoid the chiropractors who are watering their sidewalks in the wintertime.
True. Yeah.
Same concept, right?
Yep.
Speaking of that, you have an incredible practice. We were just talking before we recorded. You are expanding and looking to hire more people. Your practice is blowing up. And so, you know, if you're watching this and you're in Oregon or you're in Florida or somewhere different, you're like, hey, maybe I'd want to move to Minnesota. Maybe you have friends in Minnesota. Maybe you know people who are saying, you know what, I'm in the medical profession and my heart led me to this. As a child, I wanted to be in this, but you look at what you do each day and you don't come home with the kind of fulfillment that you intended. Maybe you would want to work at a practice that's in alignment with your spiritual beliefs, in alignment with health. As you see it unfolding, this practice would be a great place to reach out to. And they are actually searching for more partners and employees.
And to tell our listeners, I think most of our listeners now have heard about Official Synapse, but tell them about your practice. What all do you do there?
Well, we do functional medicine. So if you have any training in functional medicine, yeah, you're exactly right. We'd love to hear from you because we're trying to expand, whether you're a medical doctor, a nurse practitioner, chiropractor, a health coach, especially health coaches. We need help, and it doesn't matter what state you're in, but we'll look and assess how patients are doing mentally, chemically, physically, and my faith is a big part of the healing process as well, and faith should be a big part of the healing process. And so we want to make sure that alignment is there as well. And so if you're searching for that as a patient or as someone who's looking for employment, please reach out because we do need help. We're working with a lot of people. We're trying to change the healthcare system. And one of the things I was being interviewed in another TV show, and they asked me, they were concerned because I was speaking out pretty vocally about the last 3 years and COVID and the vaccines and stuff like that. And they said, do you have any concern about your life, your health, just speaking like that? And I said, no, absolutely not. Number one. Number two, it's important that we look at the state that we're in as a country. And when George Washington and our founding fathers came here, they came here with conviction. They came here with a belief that God it was leading their charge. And that's what I feel is happening with our healthcare system. And I heard this said once, and this is what I think is very true, that we basically you have to be all in. When it comes to healthcare, changing the system, a Goliath of a problem, you have to be all in, and you can't be afraid of losing everything, including your life, because if you are, then that means you have a price and you can be bought and paid for. And that's the problem. The people who have been in charge have a price because they're not all in and they've been bought and paid for when it comes to our healthcare system, our politicians, all of it. So we're looking for the men and women who are bold, who are okay with losing everything so that they don't have a price. Just like we're seeing with President Trump and all the hits he's taken, he's all in. He's willing to lose everything. And we're seeing that happen within the healthcare system. So that's just a little bit of my pitch for people to come work here. I'm not going to say you're not going to lose your life, but I want people who are all in.
Sure.
And if you're a patient of Synapse, we pray that you're not going to lose your life as well. We haven't lost it yet. So.
And it's amazing practice. I mean, we've been blown away. So David and I flew there. Avery has been there. And I love this page that Colton's on because when he scrolls down, it's going to actually show like all of the conditions, not all of them, but a lot of the conditions you guys work with and deal with. And I love that because I think there's a lot of people that are discouraged about their health and thinking nobody can help me. My health's not going to improve. And that's not accurate because things that I dealt with restless leg syndrome all my life and I didn't think anybody could help me. And then I come to your practice, have a couple little tweaks, and literally I do not have problems. We went to dinner last night.
Yep.
I have no problems whatsoever with restless leg syndrome anymore. Yeah. It's exciting.
Well, we
it's
now leave dinners because we're done, not because your legs are bothering you.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it sounds like a simple thing, but it's a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of people, there's a lot of education that's needed because people, there's so much information out there. People just need to really dive into who they are and what information is pertinent to them. So that is generally what our job has become, is figuring out mentally and chemically and physically what we need to tweak and what's relevant to you based on the data that we're collecting. And so we've gotten pretty good at that. And we look at a whole bunch of, we look at everything. So it's very extensive. Look at the whole body. We put through the filter of God and how God designed us and the filter of what the current science is saying.
One of our favorite things we do when we talk to you, you always have these list of gems, and I don't know how many you have, but we've not come close to exhausting them yet. But my brother, who is not in the health profession at all, not even remotely, sent me a funny video the other day, and I'm like, man, but diet is a big part of our world. What we eat does impact us, and we kind of have created a world where, like, I think it's funny when you watch football games, there's always like, we have pizza, then you got extra pizza, then you got a stuffed crust pizza, then you got, well, the
extra cheese,
the you know, it's like, eventually they're just going to make like a, they just take you and they wrap your head in a pizza and they just stuff you in a pizza, you know, and it's like
and you eat your way out or something.
Yeah, you see these, like, man, they must have these, you know, meetings of how do they just keep making, you know, things worse and worse for us. But the idea of what we eat and its impact on our body, and this is probably something that's never been played in your clinic, something that probably should not be played on TV, but we're going to play a clip real quick and see if this is any merit in true medicine when it comes to diet and the impact of dairy and cheese on the human system. So here's a reenactment of a cheese issue.
So bad.
I apologize to our listeners. I'm the one who injected that into the show. So hate on me in the comments, not Stacy or Dr. Troy. But you know, is cheese good for you?
Well, it can be, but it can also be inflammatory for some people, and especially there's actually people who are more predisposed to issues. Genetically, 25% of the population has a potential reaction to it. And so Northern European descent is usually that region. So we see that. One of the things I do want to comment on, because a lot of people say, they come in, they say, I have diarrhea. And not to get too graphic, although you are the visual king, I'm just going to put that out there.
We've already gone there. So
yeah. But what you just saw there is most diarrhea, not all, but most diarrhea is end stage constipation. And cheese in particular can cause constipation. So when things get blocked up, then the bowels will actually kind of push, but it'll kind of go around things. And then you end up with kind of this explosive bowels. And so it's important to stay regular, number one. But if you are bound up like that, when something's inflammatory, it literally pulls the water out from the air, just like a fire in a forest fire, same in our bowels. So when you're constipated, it's because there's inflammation from the food you're eating or from some other type of bacterial imbalance that's causing that problem. And so it's really an inflammatory reaction, and the mucous membranes of the intestines actually flare up. That's why some people will actually have stuffy noses after eating cheese. That's a sign you're reacting to the cheese in the gut before you ever get any type of constipation or anything like that.
But is that,
I may use that video at the clinic now, David.
Is that mostly, then is the solution more an elimination of that? Or I know, I remember, like, my grandparents, they always put sprinkled stuff in their cereal that was increased the fiber. And like, if my grandpa, like, if he hadn't gone like that day, it was like,
they're freaking out.
Oh, a big deal. You know, it was, you know, and prunes and all this kind of thing. Like, everything about staying regular, you know, was a big thing, but it was more of an addition of a supplement, you know, Metamucil or all these kind of things. Or is it more the elimination of things that are causing the problem, which is a little bit of both in our diet?
It's both. Yeah, it's 100% both. So there is the saying, you are what you eat. The saying should be, you are what you don't eliminate. Mm. And so it's a little bit of both. So some things cause inflammation. Other things help promote evacuation. You need both. And so a nice balanced diet is helpful. Most people need to reduce the inflammation, and then you kind of go from there. So it that helps you. And then once you build up the evacuation, then you can actually handle more inflammatory foods.
Okay. That's cool, man. Well, thanks for, thanks for the interesting video, and thanks for the awesome answers on that.
It led to legitimate medical information.
That is true.
And it was funny.
That's true. All right. So let's do, you have time for a couple of gems?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So the first one is for if anyone's ever had like a heavy metal test on their blood, their urine or anything like that, or even their hair, one of the things that gets overlooked a lot is when uranium gets high. And so I've just heard doctors say they get really confused by that. And so if you've ever found high uranium on a hair analysis, urine analysis, or a blood test, I want you to check whether or not you have radon in excess in your house. I cannot tell you how many times we've actually found a radon problem, which is an inert gas that kind of comes up through the foundation of our bedrock usually, and it can cause a lot of problems. People can have like a chronic cough, they can get headaches, fatigue, lethargy, and so they have radon detectors. But you can almost take the bank, unless you're by a nuclear reactor plant, uranium really doesn't get too high, but it is a side effect of radon. We've found dozens of people over the years where with a heavy metal test, uranium being high. Many of them were not even tests I ran, but they came in and they had that lab work already done. And I said, check your basement for radon. And they're always shocked. They're like, how did you know? And this is why.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And so the health things that they would get would be headache, like a cough that doesn't go away, those kind of things?
Shortness of breath, yep, and then pain or tight chest a lot of times, and then even trouble swallowing.
Okay, interesting.
Wow.
I got like the sun coming in on me
you
here.
You do.
I
think
You're like, like in the presence of the Lord.
Exactly.
Yes. That means I'm speaking truth right now.
There you go. That's right.
It's just another beautiful sunny day in Minnesota. It's like a paradise.
Yes. Well, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
So the other one is for sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, I want you to think that about insulin resistance. So trouble falling asleep can be insulin resistance. Trouble staying asleep can be hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. And then it could also be like an upper airway sleep disorder or a REM sleep disorder. And then trouble waking up, think about a cortisol problem. So there's something called cortisol awakening response. And so cortisol and melatonin are opposing, insulin and melatonin are opposing. So it's very important to just look at lab work and see if your insulin is being regulated properly. For cortisol, sometimes if it's too low, we have inflammation, we can't get to sleep. If it's too high, we don't make enough melatonin or deep sleep hormone. So stress can cause cortisol, and cortisol is an anti-inflammatory. So it's very, very important, but there's a balance there. So the sleep part of it is that's a crucial one where we have to balance insulin and cortisol to have proper levels of sleep.
And does cortisol, is that where it actually can cause like even extra weight around your stomach due to stress?
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of times you'll have like a little down time in mid-afternoon. You'll gain weight in the lower abdomen. That's where the cortisol imbalances are. And then if you have not enough cortisol, you'll have like achy joints and things like that when you wake up. And that is that's like cortisone for athletes. They'll put cortisone shots in there. Cortisol gets converted to cortisone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. So
if you keep your cortisol levels nice and balanced, then you are actively getting the healthy version of the anti-inflammatory for your joints the entire time. So that's why it's important to balance your melatonin, insulin, and cortisol.
And that can only really be tested by, I mean, obviously you could tell something's wrong just based on how you feel, but lab results?
Yeah, lab results. But again, if you have trouble getting to sleep, staying asleep, and waking up, then that kind of tells you. So getting to sleep, think high cortisol and insulin problems. staying asleep, think low blood sugar and maybe too much insulin. And then trouble waking up, cortisol is out of balance.
Okay.
And do you counteract that with diet or with supplements or both or like intermittent fasting or eating at certain times or?
Yep. Great question. So a lot of times, yeah, so it can be, it'll be diet and look at what's setting off the insulin, which is the most common. So sometimes we'll use things like berberine to make the insulin push the sugar into the cells more efficiently. Mm. For people with low cortisol in the morning, trouble waking up, they need actually, and you'll like this, licorice. Licorice root.
Really?
Really?
Not red licorice, but licorice root. And you make more cortisol. And then 3 months later, that cortisol is converting into cortisone. Joint achiness and everything goes away. So you don't take licorice root for extended periods of time because it can raise blood pressure. But it gives you the boost. So a lot of these natural things, and it's got to be natural licorice.
Not Twizzlers.
Not Twizzler.
Okay. I just want to be clear. Because a lot of our listeners, man, I don't know. They might be like, hey, I got a prescription for Twizzlers from Dr. Troy. Yep.
So the last gem I'm going to talk about is actually it can be a disorder, but it's when we have a buildup of what's called cryptopyroli. So cryptopyroli are these little chemicals or acids that get in the blood, and it's from making blood. So right now we have all this weirdness with the spike proteins, and we have some people who hemoglobin's too high, they will start to have symptoms of high cryptopyroli. So I want to talk about that because it's severe anxiety or depression. So it could be either or both. It can also be tendency to stay up late, meaning they don't want to go to sleep. They just stay up. And even though they know they should be going to sleep. Another one is sensitivity to bright lights or loud noises, and poor stress control, a tendency to skip breakfast, little to no dream recall, premature graying of the hair, autoimmune disorders, and then this is one of the other telltale signs, if they have some level of pale skin and an inability to tan. So if you go in the sun and you can't tan, then that's another sign. Some people will even have a little white flecks on their fingernails. And the way you fix cryptopyroli, it's a combination of B6 and zinc deficiency. That's all it is. So your hemoglobin can be high usually. And then you start getting these weird symptoms. So a lot of people post-COVID have all this severe anxiety, depression, or poor mood control. Usually people don't have all those symptoms, but they'll have a good 30 to 40% of that symptom list. And it's a dual B6 and zinc deficiency.
That's amazing. Wow. And it's crazy that a couple of things could help to fix all of those issues.
Yeah, severe problems. There's a researcher by the name of Walsh who did phenomenal research, 20 years of research, and figured out exactly the mechanism of how to correct this using B6 and zinc. And there's an art to it a little bit, but generally speaking, I want people to hear that because this is a really big life changer for people who are struggling with this anxiety, depression, and there's like an inner tension that they have too. They always say, something's not right. I don't feel right on the inside. They may look calm on the outside, but they have that inner tension on the inside.
Wow. That could be life-changing.
Especially when you talk about a natural alternative to fix it with no downside, as opposed to
drugs,
the traditional medicine, which is going to be like, hey, we can make you stop feeling whatever it is the problem is. We'll just stop that feeling.
You got a red light on your dashboard? We'll just hit it with a hammer.
Yeah, cover it with some duct tape. You're fine.
And it's an easy lab test to test. So it's a urine test, and we can measure that with people. And a lot of these people too will have like severe oxidative stress on other labs. So they may actually have cardiovascular dysfunction and or degenerative changes, whether it be memory loss or because short-term memory also gets impacted when those levels get too high. And this can happen with kids. We see it a lot with kids.
Man. Yeah. Okay. So Flavor Fam, if you're listening and thinking, okay, I need to find out more, you can go to officialsynapse.com, officialsynapse.com. And then to get started, you actually have a free call. Is that right, Dr. Sproul, where people can learn more about your practice? So all they have to do is just fill out your information where it says get started today. And then someone from your office will get a hold of them to set up a time. Is that right, Dr. Sproul?
Yep. They'll get a free discovery call. It's a way for us to get information, what you're looking for. And we're just trying to get people in the right spot, get them as much help as possible.
I love That's it. Amazing. The Bible says we are beautifully and wonderfully made. But there's a lot of stuff that we do to ourselves after that, after we come off the assembly line, you know, that's kind of self-induced and, you know, and easily correctable, you know, with a lot of these things you bring to the table. And I love that.
Dr. Spurl, thank you so much for your time. Thank you also for the gems and just how brilliant you are, but also how you listen to God at the same time to every equation when you're putting things together. We really appreciate that.
I appreciate that as well. Thanks, guys.
My name is Dr. Troy Spurl, and I'm CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. While we're a full functional medicine clinic where we're looking at the entirety of the body, we have nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncture. We do functional restoration with BTL equipment, and we have medical doctors on staff as well to help with PRP and other injections for pain relief. We do a multitude of services, labs, nutrition, counseling, health coaching, we've got it all. We are constantly being asked about how to improve their immune system. How do I go through a flu season without getting a cold? I myself have gone 30 years without missing a day of work, never gotten a cold, never been sick. And we just show our patients how to do that. We answer those questions. Why am I tired? Why do I have pain? So if you're watching this right now, just go to our website, officialsynapse.com, click on free discovery call, answer three simple questions, and we'll get you started. One more thing, we are the highest rated, most reviewed functional medicine clinic in all of Minnesota.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes
for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.